They spoke to us. What should we do when we don't know what to do? By Elder Stanley G. Ellis of the 70. The Lord expects us to inquire, study, and act even when we lack perfect knowledge. After Nephi and his brothers had repeatedly failed to get the brass plates from Laban, Nephi set out to make a final attempt, not knowing beforehand the things which he should do. 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 6. Many prophets throughout the ages have faced a similar challenge of having to act in faith. Adam was commanded to offer sacrifices without knowing why. See Moses chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Abraham left his homeland to travel to a new land of inheritance without knowing where it was. See Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, and Abraham chapter 2, verses 3 and 6. Paul journeyed to Jerusalem without knowing what would happen to him once he arrived. See Acts chapter 20, verse 22. Joseph Smith knelt in a grove of trees without knowing which church he should join. See Joseph Smith, History, verse 19. We also may find ourselves in situations that require us to take action without knowing what to do. Thankfully, the experiences above teach us ways to move forward despite uncertainty. Nephi encouraged his brethren to be faithful in keeping the commandments of the Lord. See 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 1. Being led by the Spirit. 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 5 through 17. The Spirit told him not only what to do, but also why it was so important that he do it. See 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 12 through 14. Adam responded by being obedient under the commandments of the Lord. Moses chapter 5, verse 5. Abraham acted in faith and, as a result, sojourned in the land of promise. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9. Paul chose not to fear bonds and afflictions, but to finish the ministry he had received of the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 20, verses 23 and 24. Joseph Smith pondered the Scriptures and determined to follow the invitation to ask of God. Joseph Smith, History, verse 13. Our responsibility to act. The Scriptures warn us that not knowing is not an excuse for not doing. Nephi desired to know the things that his father had seen, pondered them in his heart, and was caught away in the Spirit of the Lord. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 1. Laman and Lemuel, meanwhile, spent their time disputing one with another concerning the things which Lehi had spoken unto them. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 2. The Lord expects us to inquire, study, and act, even though there are some things we may never know in this life. One of those things is the hour of his second coming. He said, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. Because of this uncertainty, President Wilford Woodruff counseled members of the church to prepare, but he affirmed that he would continue to plant cherry trees. When you are living worthily and your choice is consistent with the Savior's teachings and you need to act, proceed with trust, said Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. If we are sensitive to the promptings of the Spirit, Elder Scott added, either the stupor of thought will come, indicating an improper choice, or the peace or the burning in the bosom will be felt, confirming that your choice was correct. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 9, verses 8 and 9. When you are living righteously and are acting with trust, God will not let you proceed too far without a warning impression if you have made the wrong decision. Prove the Lord. Two experiences from my life, when I wasn't sure what to do, illustrate the importance of obeying the commandments and following the living prophets. In college, I ran out of money, so I found a part-time job. When I received my first check, I did not know whether it would be enough to get me through to the next paycheck, but I remembered the Lord's promise regarding tithing. Prove me now herewith, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing. See Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. I decided to prove the Lord. I paid my tithing first, and he blessed me to survive. In the process, I learned to trust in his promises. Years later, when Sister Ellis and I had young children, and I was starting a new career, my employer changed medical insurance plans. The old plan would end on June 1st, and the new one would start on July 1st, leaving us without insurance for 1 month. We did not know what to do, but at that point we remembered a talk by President N. Eldon Tanner, in which he counseled church members to always have health insurance. I talked with the company, and we negotiated a contract to ensure continuous insurance coverage throughout June. On June 28th, our oldest son, Matt, fell off the high diving board at the neighborhood pool and hit the concrete deck. He suffered a fractured skull and a brain concussion. He was rushed by helicopter to the hospital, where he was treated by specialists. The costs were astronomical and would have ruined us financially. Fortunately, health insurance paid for most of his treatment. What should we do? So, what should we do when we don't know what to do? We need to look no further than the prophets, the scriptures, and the Savior for an answer. These valuable sources teach us to 1. Seek answers through study and prayer. 2. Obey the commandments. 3. Trust in the Lord and in his promises. 4. Follow the prophet. 5. Go forward in faith, not fear. And 6. Complete our mission. And in each of these steps, may we follow the counsel of President Boyd K. Packer, president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Always, always follow the promptings of the Spirit. End of the article, What Should We Do When We Don't Know What to Do? By Elder Stanley G. Ellis of the 70.